大家晚上好。回到母校的感觉是什么样子
？Feel coming back to your school。
刚才我进来教会的时候，我第一眼望见的就是张新德和师母。
As I entered this place, I saw Pastor 张新德还有师母 and his wife.
他们是第一届的毕业生嘛，是不是
？They are our first batch of students.
是几年前啊
？How long was that ago? 7年前 ，7 years ago.
中文部了，08到12是吧？
08 so it's 2008.
所以再一次欢迎大家重回母校。
So once again, welcome back all of you to BTS.
在座的所有的弟兄姐妹们都是全职侍奉人员。
All of you are full-time ministers.
有些是在教会做牧者、做传道人的工作，有些是在新的地方做开荒的工作，有些是在神学院教书。
Some are pastors, preachers, in churches. Some are teachers in seminaries, and some are actually pioneers in certain fields.
但是无论你们是牧者也好，是传道人也好，是开荒者也好，或者是神学院的老师们都好，你们都是上帝的工人。
Whether you are pastors, preachers, pioneers, or teachers, you are all servants of the living God.
我给大家的鼓励就是，大家要成为一位上帝。在上帝面前成为一位无愧的工人。
My encouragement to all of you is be an unashamed worker of God.
我们大家都晓得教会对全职侍奉人员他们的要求是众所周知非常高的。
And we all know it is in an open secret that churches are very demanding of full-time workers.
这些要求有些时候是非常的苛刻。非常的不合理。
In fact, sometimes it borders on being unreasonable towards full-time workers.
也因为这样子的一个原因，就使到很多全职侍奉的工人呢，都做得精疲力尽。
And because of this, many full-time workers are really exhausted.
侍奉没有喜乐。
And so they serve without joy.
做得心灰意冷。
They might be very discouraged.
有些甚至就失望地离开了他们的工厂。
And unfortunately, some might have even left the ministry in disappointment.
为什么会搞得这么样子？
Well, how do we actually come to such a state?
到底是谁的错？
Whose fault is this?
是不是教会时常对全职侍奉人员有一些不合实际的要求？
Is it that because the church makes very unreasonable demands of full-time workers?
或者是全职侍奉人员、牧师、传道人，不称职。
Or is it full-time workers are not up to the mark?
所以今天我要从一个平信徒的角度，我是一个平信徒，所以我要从平信徒的角度来跟大家分享，我认为教会对全职侍奉人员三个合理的期望。
So, today I want to speak to you from the standpoint of a lay person. I am a lay believer, if that's such a term. But what we should emphasize on, there are three points of emphasis.
那么希望教会的牧者们、传道人、神学的老师们都能够从这三个领域里头、这三个期望当中做一位无愧的工人。
And I encourage you that all pastors, leaders, and teachers will look at these three spheres and from these three emphasis, these three points or spheres, you will become an unashamed worker of the Lord.
第一，就是在讲台的供应和教导这一方面，你们必须落实的去喂养你们的羊群。
First and foremost, you have to feed your flock.From the pulpit.
第二，在装备圣徒、培育他们这一环，你必须带领他们看到教会的意向是什么，然后和他们一起配搭，共同建立教会。
Number two, you need to let the saints of the church see what the vision of the church is, and together in unity, you work together to build that vision.
第三。就是在你个人祷告的生命里头，你必须成为圣徒们的榜样。
And number three, in your own personal prayer life, that must become a model for all the saints.
三个领域，三个期望。
So three expectations, three different spheres.
讲台的供应和教导。
Teaching and preaching from the pulpit.
圣徒们的装备。
Equipping of the saints.
和你个人的祷告生命。
And your own personal prayer.
你知道有一回耶稣和他的门徒在交谈。
There was once Jesus was talking to his disciples.
那么在教堂当中，耶稣就问他的门徒说：“你们外面的人说我是谁？”
And so Jesus posed this question to them. Jesus said, "Well, people have been asking, who am I?"
那么门徒就回答说：“哦，有些人说你是施浸约翰，有些人说你是耶利米，也有人说你是先知当中的其中一个。
So the disciples reply, Oh, some people say you are John, some say you are Jeremiah, some say, well, you are one of the prophets.
那这些回答是否不合耶稣的心意？
Are these replies not up to Jesus' expectation?
耶稣又再问多一次。
So Jesus asked one more time.
耶稣就问他们说，那么你们呢？你们是我的门徒，你们说我究竟是谁？
So this time, Jesus posed this question to his disciples and said, You are my disciples, who do you say I am?
这一次彼得回答了。
And this time, Peter answered.
彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Peter said, You are Christ, Son of the living God.
耶稣听了这个回答，他就乐了。
And Jesus was pretty pleased with that reply.
所以耶稣说，西门巴月呢，你是有福的，因为你的回答不是属血气所告诉你的，而是我的父上帝所指示给你的。
So Jesus was pretty pleased, and he said, "Simon Peter, you, this is not from flesh and blood, but it is a revelation from God above."
于是耶稣在马太福音第十六章十八节讲了一句话。
And Jesus said this in Matthew 16:18.
他说：“我告诉你，你是彼得。”我要把我的教会建在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能够胜过它。
And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
一间属于上帝的教会，一间耶稣所建立的教会，是建立在这个磐石上，稳固到一个地步，就是连阴间的权柄也不能够胜过这间教会。
A church that is built on this foundation, on the rock of Jesus, it is so strong that even the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
还有耶稣在约翰福音十四章十二节也说了这句话，他说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们是谁？就是当时的那十二个门徒。我所做的事，信我的人也要做，但是，并且要做比这更大的事。”因为我往父那里去。
And Jesus told his 12 disciples that, Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I've been doing, and you will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father.
以弗所书三章十节。
And Ephesians 3:10.
我要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的、现在的得知神百般的智慧。
He says, Ephesians 3:10 says, Jesus' intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
提摩太后书二章十五节，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
2 Timothy 2:15 tells us, Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, and one who correctly handles the word of faith.
你看，你从这世界新闻里头，你看到你们的任务，不管你们是传道人也好，牧者也好，神学教授也好，你们的任务是如此的重要吗？
And from all these verses, do you actually see the importance and responsibility of your mission, whether you are pastor or leaders or teachers?
你们是教会的牧者，是教会的传道人，你要把这间教会建立在磐石上。当你把教会建立在磐石上的时候，阴间的权柄也不能够胜过它。
You are pastors and preachers of the church, and if you build your church on the rock that is Jesus, as use Jesus as your foundation, the rock, then even the powers of Hades will not overcome the church.
并且借着教会，神要把教会神百般的智慧都借着教会告知众人。
And through the church, God will reveal His manifold wisdom to the world.
并且耶稣也这样子的应许所有全职侍奉工人说，我以前我做的，你要比我所做的更多，也更大。
And Jesus has promised His workers that what I have done, you will do more than these.
你们要在上帝面前做无愧的工人，按作正义，分解真理。
So we all should be unashamed workers of God, correctly handling the truth.
所以在教会侍奉也好，在神学院教书也好，你们的任务就是去教导、装备、培育、照顾，以极大无私的爱心去喂养上帝所托付你的羊群。
So whether you are a preacher or whether you are a teacher in a seminary, your job is to teach, to equip, to lead, and to guide all the flock of God.
那你应该如何去牧养你的教会？
Then how should you shepherd your church?
你会去像东边的那间教会学习呢，或者像西边的那间教会去学习？
Would you emulate the church in the north, or will you copy the church in the south?
其实我们可以学习的那间教会呢，就是在新约时代耶路撒冷的那间教会。
In fact, the church that we can learn from is the Jerusalem church, Jerusalem church in the New Testament.
新约时代耶路撒冷的那间教会是怎么样子的一间教会？
And what kind of a church?
它可以成为我们的借镜。
What kind of a church is the New Testament Jerusalem church?
好了，我们来读一段经文好不好？使徒行传从第二章从三十七，我们一直看到四十七节。
Shall we read some verses that is taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 37 to 47?
我们大家一起开声来读好不好？
Shall we read that aloud, all of us?
好不好？
From 37 to 47.
众人听见这话。
Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation.
于是领受他话的人
Those who accepted this message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to the number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions and to give anyone who had need.
事实就到这边是啊 ，OK
是
好。
还有。
Every
day they continued to meet them together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of the people. And the Lord added to the number daily those who were being saved.
主将得救的人数天天加给他们。
So the Lord added unto them.Daily, though the number of people who were saved.
喂养教会是一件劳心劳苦且劳力的工作。
Feeding the church is a very laborious task.
没有上帝的感动，你千万不要去牧养教会。
If you are not called by the Lord, don't go pastor a church.
一间健康成长的教会必须在讲台的供应和教导方面做得充足。
A church that is healthy and growing should be rooted of or be fed by the teaching and preaching from the pulpit.
耶路撒冷那间新约教会就可以给我们带来一个很好的学习。
And so we can learn from the New Testament Jerusalem church.
我们所读的那个经文就讲到说，当彼得讲完第一堂道之后，那是彼得第一次讲道。那么圣经说他讲完那一堂道之后呢，众人的反应是什么
？And you can see from the verses that you have just read, you can see.The response of the crowd after Peter's very first sermon.
圣经记载说，众人就觉得扎心。
And the Bible tells us that these people were cut to their heart or pierced to the heart.
我的中文根基不好，所以当我第一次读的时候， 读到扎心，到底什么叫做扎心？扎心是什么意思？
我中文也不好。when I, as in Mr. Daniel, when I first read the Chinese Bible, I say, what is cut to the heart? What is pierced to the heart?
所以我就去看英文的翻译了。英文翻译就很简单，就讲说 they were cut to the heart.
那我就看英文so I went to read the English version. It says cut to the heart. 扎心。
就是心如刀割。
It's like as if the heart is being cut by a knife.
彼得讲完那篇道之后，众人听了就心如刀割。
After Peter preached his first sermon, the listeners felt as though their hearts were cut.
今天你讲完一堂道之后，你的会友会听得心如刀割呢，或者是听了昏昏欲睡？
After you preach a sermon today,your listeners, what is your listeners' response? Were they cut to the heart, or you actually cured their insomnia?
牧师的传道人不单只必须在讲台的供应方面必须做得充足。
So pastors and preachers, we really need to be prepared to feed our flock from the pulpit.
在教导方面也要有充足的准备。
Likewise, we need to be really prepared in our teaching.
使徒行传第二章四十二节说。众人都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
Acts 24 told us that all people actually conform with the teaching.
保罗再一次提醒提摩太说，做个无愧的工人，然后什么？按着正义分解真理。
Paul encouraged Timothy. He said, "Be an unashamed worker of the Lord." Correctly handling the word of truth.
当一家人来到教会做敬拜的时候，一家四口来到你的教会做敬拜的时候
，Say if there's a family who comes to your church to worship.
女儿刚刚离家出走
，The daughter has just ran away.
儿子染上坏的习惯，交上坏的朋友
，The son got into some bad habits and mixed with bad company.
爸爸在事业上受到挫折
，And the father actually failed in his career.
妈妈刚得知他患了乳癌。
And the mom just realized that she got breast cancer.
他们来到教会，他没有知道上帝的旨意是什么。
And this family came to church. They want to know what's God's will for them.
你作为他们的牧者，你作为他们的传道人，是怎样去帮助他们，辅导他们
？As their pastor, as their preacher, how can you help them? How can you counsel them?
所有全职侍奉人员的工作是非常严肃的。
So we know full-time workers' work is very solemn and serious.
所以你们必须花时间很认真地去对待讲台的供应和教导。
So you really need to spend time feeding your flock from the pulpit.
牧者的责任就好像上帝给摩西的那个责任一样。
The task of a preacher or a pastor is like the task that God has given to Moses.
上帝给摩西什么责任？诗篇103篇第七节。
What did God give Moses? You can see that in Psalm 103, verse 7.
他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
God made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel.
今天上帝给张信德牧师，上帝给你们所有的传道人他的法则。当你了解了知道上帝的法则之后，你必须把这个法则教训教导。
So God has today given to Pastor Zhang Xinze his ways and to given all of you his ways and his and make known his deeds. So you must make known God's deeds to your people.
一间健康成长的教会是有增长的教会。
A healthy church is a church that grows.
彼得一次讲到三千个人信主。
Peter preached, 3,000 came to know the Lord.
然后上帝将得救的人数天天加给他们。
And then the Lord added the number who are saved daily unto them.
不同的环境有不同的增长率。
But of course we know that church growth varies according to different demographics.
谁是三十倍，有些是六十倍，有些是一百倍，跟着环境不同。
Sometimes the church growth is in 30s, in 60s or 100s.
但是都有增长。
But we know that there is growth.
当你的教会没有增长的时候
，But when your church does not grow,
我希望大家千万不要给这么样子的一个理由说，哦，我们的教会是重质不重量的教会。
So I hope when your church does not grow, you don't find an excuse And the excuse is this: oh, we prioritize quality, not quantity.
不可能的，因为当你有质的话，那么量就会接踵而来。
Because this is impossible. If you have quality, the quantity would take care of itself.
你牧养教会，你不可以说我们的教会只是重质不重量。
When you pastor a church, you cannot say we prioritize quality and not quantity.
你吃一顿美味佳肴，你可以说菜的量多少不重要，但是菜的质地非常重要。所以你吃一盘菜，你是可以说重质不重量。
Oh, so when you have a sumptuous meal, a delicious meal, you can say, "Oh, I emphasize the quality and not the quantity." Meal, yes.
我们新加坡人都很喜欢吃榴莲嘛，是吧？新哥也喜欢吃榴莲嘛。
Singaporeans love durians. Maybe some of you do too.
你吃榴莲，你可以说，哎，我听说，师母明天会请你们吃榴莲。
我们有吗？Also, we heard by the grapevine that you will be treated to durians tomorrow.
你们明天晚上的宵夜是吃榴莲。
Your supper. Okay.
你们吃榴莲可以说重质不重量，吃榴莲不需要太多，但是那个质地要好嘛。
When you eat durian, you don't need to eat a lot.
你要买猫山王，请他们吃。
Anyway, just give them quality durian.
但是牧养教会千万不要说我们只重质不重量。
But when you pastor a church, do not ever say that I focus on quality and not quantity.
因为质是教会增长的基础。
Because quality is the foundation of church growth.
大的教会不见得就是好的教会。
Of course, we know mega churches are not necessarily good church.
因为量要是没有以质作为基础的话，总有一天会出问题。
Because if you do not build the quantity, if the quantity is not rooted in quality, then one day you have problems.
但是要是你是牧者，你是传道人，你能够在讲台方面有做充足的教导和准备的话，使到会友在圣经上扎根，这间教会自然会增长。
But as a pastor or a preacher, if you prepare yourself and you feed your flock from the pulpit and root them in the Bible, then the church would definitely grow.
每一天星期天早上，当你讲完一堂道之后，星期三的晚上，你讲完了一个查经班之后。
After every Sunday morning preaching and after every sharing on a Wednesday,
你的会友会不会来到你面前说，你今天的讲道令我有很大的得着？
Will your church members come and tell you, I have received so much from your preaching?
今天你的查经班让我能够更深一层的认识到底上帝是谁。
And today, your Bible study has led me to a deeper understanding of who God is.
我会带着兴奋的心情期待下一周的来临。
And I really wait with excitement and in anticipation for next week.
或者你的羊群说，我是带着沉重的心情又要去听你一小时的讲道。
Or will your church member say, every week I have to drag my feet to force myself to listen to your preaching.
又要去忍受一小时的纳闷。
And I have to bear that 1 hour of boring teaching.
凡是你作为牧者、做传道人都好，你必须在言语的表达方面必须是你的强项。
Whether you're a pastor or a preacher, you need to have the gift of gab.
所以在这一方面，神学院就必须做充足的教导的工作，帮助学生们在讲台的侍奉方面有做充足的准备和训练。
So in this area, the seminary has a responsibility to train students to be able to communicate well, to have this ability of communication on the pulpit and from the pulpit.
牧师、传道人必须在准备功夫方面做出努力。
Pastors and preachers, you really need to make huge efforts in your preparation.
要是你的教会是40个会友的话，
if your church has 40 members,
你知道吗？当你讲一小时的道，你就得到40个小时的回应。
Do you know preaching?
回报。
Preaching 1 hour to 40 members, you can actually reap a 40 hour of benefit or harvest.
或者是你讲一小时的道，却带来40小时的伤害。
But if the opposite is also true, if you only preach 1 hour, you have 40 hours, you might bring about 40 hours of hurts.
所以教会对牧者、对传道人的第一个期望，就是他们必须在讲台的供应方面去喂养他们的羊群。
So this is what I want to encourage you. First of all, you must be able to feed your flock from the pulpit.
第二，我也期待，我也期望我的牧师，我的传道人有能力去领导装备教会。
And secondly, it is also my earnest wish that my pastor and preacher will be able to equip the saints.
要是我把教会当作是一支足球队的话，
Now if I liken the church to a football team,
那么你作为牧师就是这支足球队的教练。
Then you as a pastor is the coach or manager of the team.
你不是这支足球队的老板。
You are not the boss.
你是足球队的教练。
You are not the owner of the football team, but the coach.
因为老板只会在会议室里头开闭门会议，指指点点。
Because the owner will only give instruction in the meeting room.
他们不需要跟球员有共同并进。
The owner does notneed to go through thick and thin with the members.
但是你是这支球队的教练，你是教练，因为你是教练，你就必须和他们一起在球场上共同作战。
But because you are the coach, you have to coach them so that they can go through thick and thin together.
帮助他们发现他们本身每一个人的属灵恩赐，然后发挥他们的。
You are to help them to discover their own spiritual gifts so that they can develop their potential.
教练知道谁可以打前锋，谁比较可以守住后卫。
The coach knows who can be strikers, who can be the defender, or who can be the goalkeeper.
而且教练会鼓励他们的球队的球员去激励他们，大家同心合意的整顿这支球队。
And the coach will cast a vision. The coach knows how to motivate the whole team to move forward in unity.
最差的一个教练就是一个不能够使到一支球队同心，并且在玩政治，在搞权力，使到球员都心灰意冷的一个教练。
The worst of worst coach is one who cannot unite the team, who cannot move the team forward. The coach plays politics and discourages own footballers.
你是一个怎么样子的教练？
What kind of a coach are you?
同样的，耶路撒冷新约教会给我们带来一个好的榜样。
Likewise, we turn back and look at the New Testament church in Jerusalem.
当我们看到牧者好好的去训练、去装备、去鼓励、去以爱心对待他们羊群的时候呢，主就将得救的人数天天加给他们。
As we see, the leader or the pastor can love his flock, teach them, guide them, encourage them. Then we see God adding the numbers of people who are saved unto them.
在装备训练这一环，你必须先花时间和精力去装备和训练教会的领袖层。
In the area of equipping and training, you ought to first equip and train the leaders.
就是教会的执事或者教会的长老。
Whether they are elders or deacons.
你必须花时间和花精力去投资在他们的生命上。
You need to spend time. You need to invest.In their lives.
鼓励他们，让他们和你共同进退。
Encourage them, encourage them to come on board, to move through thick and thin with you.
我觉得这是牧养教会最重要的一环。
To me, this is the most important area, in pastoring a church.
你去看教会以往过去的历史。
Just look at the church history.
大凡教会分裂。
Whenever you see church division,
主要的原因，一般的原因都是因为。牧师、传道人和领袖们的意见不合，并且互不相让，结果就分裂了。
The reason for church split is always division and disagreement between the pastor and church leaders.
你看，一般会有，不可能使到教会分裂的。
Ordinary members do not have the power, to split the church.
每一间教会都是有一些喜欢搞风搞雨的黑羊。不可避免的，一定会有的。
Every church has its own black sheep.
但是只要领导层合一的话，几只黑羊不算是问题。
But if the leaders are united, if they are in unity, then the black sheep cannot cause much trouble.
所以，当你作为牧师、传道人的话，你一定要花时间、花精力，以极大的爱心去装备、鼓励。投资在执事长老的生命中。
So if you're a pastor or a leader, you have to spend time, you have to love your deacons and your elders, equip them, spend time with them, and build them up.
关心他们。
Care for them.
爱他们的家庭。
Love them and love their families.
让他们看到你其实是付出无私的爱心。
Let them see that your love is an unconditional love.
他们就愿意死心塌地的和你一起并肩作战。
Then they would really be willing to work alongside you.
然后大家一起去齐心合力的去寻求上帝给这一间教会的意向到底是什么。
Then together as a team, you will be able to seek the Lord and ask the Lord what the vision of the church is.
上帝把你，你就是牧师啊，传道人放在教会里头，是让你们去装备工人、圣徒。
God put pastors and preachers in the church is to equip the saints.
然后借着这些圣徒得到你们的装备之后，成为工人。
And as you equip the saints become workers in the field.
在一间教会里头，牧师不是唯一的工人。
In the entire church, the pastor should not be the only worker.
牧师是圣徒们的教练，牧师是圣徒们的训练者。
The pastor is the coach, the trainer of the saints.
教会不是一个牧师和一百个会友。
Well, you don't have one pastor, you don't have a ratio of one pastor to 100 members in a church.
教会是一个教练和一百个工人。
But the church has one coach and 100 workers.
好好的花时间去培育，去装备你的羊群，让他们可以看到一个整体的方向。
So please spend time, invest yourself in the lives.Of the flock.
耶稣对门徒说：“我所教导给你们的，都教训他们遵守。”
Jesus said, "What I have taught you, teach them to obey."
所以你是牧羊人吗
？So are you a pastor?
或者你是一个厨夫
？Or are you a butcher?
牧羊人跟厨夫的不同点是什么？啊 ，butcher.、Yeah.
What is the difference between a pastor and a butcher?
牧羊人是站在羊群的前面。带领那一群羊群去到有青草的地方，有溪水旁，让喂养这一群羊群。
Okay, Pastor,
这就是牧羊人。
Pastor, shepherd. The difference between a shepherd and a butcher. A shepherd is one who leads, stands in front of the flock, leads the flock forward.
但是厨夫却不是站在羊群的前面，厨夫是站在羊群的后面，推赶他们进去宰杀场，然后去吃涮羊肉。
But the butcher is not one who leads. The butcher will be right behind the flock, pushing them unto their death, to their slaughter, so that he can feast on their meat.
你是牧羊人吗？
Are you a shepherd?
你有没有以爱心去培育装备，让他们清楚看到教会的意向是什么？
Do you nurture? Do you train in love so that your flock can see the vision of the church?
你看耶稣和他的门徒的关系是多层面的嘛。
Can you see that the relationship between Jesus and his disciples are multi-layered?
耶稣不单只是他们的主，不单只是他们的牧羊人。
Jesus is not just their Lord or their shepherd.
耶稣也是他们的朋友，耶稣也是他们的知己。
Jesus is also their bosom friend. They're also their friend, bosom friend.
耶稣是他们的守密者，他们 confidant. 耶稣是他们的守密者。
Jesus is also their confidant.
你用多少时间和你的会友一起吃饭
？How much time have you spent eating with your church members？
你用多少时间和你的会友一起祷告
？How much time have you spent praying with your church members？
你用多少时间和你的会友一起去探访
？So how much time have you spent visiting homes with your church members？
你知道他们的需要吗
？Do you know their needs？
所以，教会对牧者的第二个期望就是希望他们能够好好的去装备培育。
So the church's expectation of the pastor, the second expectation is that the church hopes that pastors will equip the flock.
第三，在你们祷告的生命里头，你们必须做圣徒的榜样。
Thirdly, in your prayer life, you ought to be a role model unto your flock.
刚才使徒行传第二章四十六节，我们看到他们恒切的在殿里祷告。
And we saw in Acts chapter 2 that these people pray unceasingly in the temple.
你知道做神的工人呢、啊、是具有极大的危险性的。
Do you know that is an immense danger as God's worker?
因为你们的工作的任务是什么？是救灵魂。你们不单只自己本身去救灵魂，你们也训练一群羊群去救灵魂。
Because your job basically is to save souls. So not only you save souls, you also train them.
为什么我说救灵魂的工作是具有危险性的呢？
Why do I say that this is a dangerous job?
因为你们是在抢别人的地盘，你知道吗？
Because you are treading on very dangerous territory.
你是在抢谁的地盘？
Whose territory are you invading?
你们是在抢魔鬼的地盘。
And Satan's territory.
所以在以弗所书六章十二节。
So in Ephesians 6:12.
因我们并不是以属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
So here he tells us that for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
你以为这群恶魔会这样子的轻易的双手空上他们的地盘给你吗？
Do you think that the powers of darkness will just surrender souls into your hands?
所以你是以什么样子的力量来战胜这一群黑暗的势力？
So how do you overcome? How do you gain victory over these forces of darkness?
不是靠你讲道的才能。
It is not because you are a good preacher.
不是靠你属灵的恩赐。
It's not because of your spiritual gifts.
不是靠你领导的才干。
It is also not because of your leadership abilities.
而是祷告。
It is through prayer.
So,在座的各位都是我的属灵长辈，我不敢在这里告诉你们祷告一零一。
In fact, all of you, well, I should say my spiritual seniors, I dare not tell you what prayer is, prayer 101, what it is.
我只能够在这，我只是愿意在这里提醒各位，也借此提醒自己，祷告是托住我们侍奉的。
I'm only here to remind all of you and to remind myself as well that prayer is the only thing that can support our ministry.
当以色列人和亚玛利人在山谷底下战争的时候，约书亚带领那群以色列人跟亚玛利人征战的时候。
When Joshua led the group of Israelites to fight against the Amalekites,
摩西没有跟他们一起去到那个战场作战。
Moses was not in the battlefield with them.
你去读出埃及记，摩西当他们在战争的时候，摩西是在哪里？
You read in the Old Testament, where was Moses?
摩西在山上。
Moses were at the mountaintop.
他带了两个人一起跟他去山上。亚伦和乌尔吧，是吧？亚伦和乌尔跟摩西一起去到山上。
So Moses had two persons with him, Aaron and Caleb, right? Cannot pronounce his name.
他们在那边，摩西在上面做什么？他把那个杖举起来，向上帝祷告。
Moses raised his shepherd's staff and he prayed.
然后圣经说什么？每当摩西把那个杖举起来的时候，就怎么样？约书亚就在山谷下打胜仗。
And the Bible tells us that each time Moses raised his staff, the Israelites won the battle.
当摩西的双手下垂的时候，以色列人就打了败仗。
But when Moses' hand he didn't lift his hand, the Israelites lost the battle.
所以亚伦跟乌尔必须这样子的托住摩西的。
So Aaron and Ur had to raise Moses' arms up in prayers.
我问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
这场战争的胜负取决在哪里？
Where does the victory of this battle lie?
这场战争的胜负是取决于耶稣亚的刀枪吗？
Does the victory lie in Joshua's weapons?
No, 不是。
No.
这场战争是取决于摩西在山上迫切的、恳切的向上帝祷告。
The victory came from Moses' earnest prayers on the mountaintop.
祷告和其他的侍奉有什么不同？
What is the difference between prayer and other ministries?
你看其他的事工，就算你的灵命出了问题，你还是可以继续侍奉的。
To a certain extent, for other ministries, even your own spiritual life is not attuned, you still can continue to serve.
因为别人不知道你的灵命出了问题。
Because nobody knows that your spiritual life is not in tune with God.
你和神的关系不和谐。你的灵命出了状况，你还是可以在台上讲道，你还是可以在神学院做教授教书。
When your spiritual life is not harmonious with God, you still can preach on the pulpit, you still can teach in seminary.
没有人会知道的。
Nobody knows.
因为这种侍奉是人和人之间的接触。
Because this kind of ministry actually is a kind of human and human interaction.
那祷告却不同啊。
But prayer is different.
祷告不是人与人之间的接触，祷告是人和上帝的接触。
Prayer is actually an interaction between a human being and God.
要是你今天和上帝之间的关系出了问题的话，你就不可能有一个有效的祷告生命。
Now today, if your relationship with God is not right, then your prayer life would definitely suffer.
其他的侍奉你可以瞒过别人，因为别人不知道你属灵的真正的状况。
You can kind of cheat in your ministries because people cannot see your spiritual life.
因为我在这里看，我一眼就看到吴国雄牧师，我就以吴国雄牧师做一个例子啊。
Just an example, because his Pastor Samuel is sitting right there.
个子高。
Next time don't sit.
要是今天吴国雄老师的灵命出了问题的话。
Just as an example, if today Pastor Samuel's life has gone astray,
没有人敢讲的嘛。
Nobody would dare to.
你的羊群，因为你们都是属灵的长辈嘛。
Then nobody would dare to point out to him because he is a spiritual senior.
没有一个学生敢去到国雄老师或者去到春山老师的面前说，我真的，我有这样的一个感觉，说你灵命真的是出了问题。
No student would dare to go to Dr. Samuel or Dr. Fong Chun Sam and say, I sense that your spiritual life is not aligned with God.
信德，你的羊群有没有一天来到你面前说啊，张牧师，我觉得你灵命出了状况。
Yeah, Pastor Singde, does anyone dare to come and tell you that your spiritual life is haywire?
但是你们又怎么样可以瞒过上帝呢？
But how do we ever cheat God? How can we deceive God?
祷告是我们属灵生命的唯一的写照。
Prayer is the portrayal of our spiritual life.
你讲一堂道，你上一堂课，你不需要十分的属灵。
When you preach a sermon, when you teach a class, you don't need to be spiritual.
只要你的记忆力好，你有深厚的神学知识，你有好的口才，讲台就是你的了。
As long as you have good memory and you have the gift of the gab, you have good delivery skills, the pulpit is your stage.
很多时候讲台是传道人表现他们才华的地方。
In fact, unfortunately, many times the pulpit is like a performance stage for preachers to show their talents.
但是在祷告的密室里头，却没有让你们有表现才华的余地。
But in the inner room of prayer, there is no way to showcase your talent.
所以作为一个牧师，作为一个传道人，作为一个神学院的老师们，你们必须花多少时间去祷告？
So as a pastor, preacher, as a teacher, how much time do you actually need to pray?
这里面有一个固定的方程式，因个人的环境不同而已。
There is no formula; it varies with different people.
但我们可以从神过往所重用的一些属灵的巨人的祷告生命里头，可以得到一些学习。
But we can get a glimpse of what we should do, what we can do from the examples of past saints of God.
John Wesley, 约翰卫斯理，每天清晨四点钟就起床，然后他用两小时的时间祷告。
John Wesley wakes up at 4 a.m. every day and he spends 2 hours, the first 2 hours in prayer.
马丁路德曾经说过这句话。
And Martin Luther once said,
他说我日理万机，我每天都忙碌的工作，所以我必须用三小时的祷告来托住我的侍奉。
I am so busy from day to day and I'm so busy that I have to use 3 hours daily to support my work.
但是我们说这是十三世纪、十四世纪、十五世纪、十六世纪，那个时候生活没有这样子的紧凑，所以他们可以用这么多的时间来祷告。
Sometimes we find the excuse and we say that these people live in the 13th to 16th century. They were not as busy as modern day people like us.
或者我们可以每天一个小时单独的与神同行。
So at least can we spend 1 hour daily with God?
什么事都不做。
Not doing anything.
关掉你的手机。
Switch off your mobile.
关掉你的电脑。
Switch off your laptop.
关掉你的 Facebook.
Switch off your tablet, your Facebook, your Instagram, your WhatsApp, everything.
啊，还有这些，对。
啊，还有这些。
和上帝一起去散步。
And take a walk with God.
单单是你和上帝。
Only you and God.
在花园去散步也好。
Whether you walk with God in a garden.
在密室也好。
Or in the closet,
your prayer room. 在你的办公室也好。
Or even in your office.
就是单单你和他，他和你，单单的去聆听他的细语。
Just you and God with you in intimacy, you listening to God's word.
让你的灵和上帝的灵紧紧的联系在一起。
So that your spirit and God's spirit will intertwine.
然后尝试每一个月播出一天的时间。
And try once a month, take out one day.
离开你的办公室，离开神学院，离开教会。去到一个幽静的地方做静默灵修。
Stay away from church, from the seminary. Find a place, a quiet place. Just quieten down yourself. It's like a silent retreat.
我做了基督徒那么多年，我十八岁的时候受浸。
I've been a Christian for many years. 18 years old. At the age of 18, I was baptized.
今年65岁了。
I'm 65 this year.
我做了基督徒那么多年，很惭愧的。就是我只是在最近的这几年、哦、真的是最近的这几年才开始领悟到静默灵修是我们属灵过程当中不可缺少的一环。
And after being a Christian for so many years, it's a pity that I only discovered this recently. That is the kind of silent retreat, a kind of silent quiet time. It's really quiet.
诗篇四十六篇第十节有吗？你们要休息，要知道我是神。
Psalm 46 verse 10 tells us, "Be still and know that I'm God."
你们要休息，要知道我是神。
Be still and know that He is God.
我们必须，其实我比较喜欢英文的翻译 ，be still， 就是要宁静，要知道我是上帝。
I like the English translation. It says, "Be still."
我们必须学习静默，为什么呢？因为上帝本身就是一个静默的上帝。
Why do we need to learn to be still? Because our God is also a God of stillness.
很多时候，上帝静默到一个地步，有时候我们甚至在怀疑他到底有没有理会我们的问题。
Sometimes God is so silent that we wonder if He hears our prayers.
既然静默是上帝的本性，那么要是我们的灵要和上帝的灵一起相联系的话。我们也必须学习静默。
Since stillness is part of God's nature, we also need to learn how to be still.
但是活在这个时代，我知道，尤其是牧者，尤其是传道人，尤其是神学院的老师们，你们的生活是如此的忙碌。
But people of this time, pastors, preachers, teachers of seminaries, we know that we are overwhelmed. We are very busy.
去静默其实是一个不容易的功课。
In fact, it's a very difficult thing to do to be still.
但是我必须说，这但是却是非常重要。
But I need to emphasize that this is a very important exercise.
因为你们的侍奉不是一百米的冲刺。
Because your ministry is not a 100-meter dash. It's not a 100-meter sprint.
你们的侍奉是一世人的。
But it's like a marathon. It's for life.
你的事工。
Your ministry?
你的侍奉若不是以祷告来托住的话，我总有一天你会崩溃。
For all your ministry and all your work, if you do not root them in your prayers, one day you will fall.
全职侍奉工人最令人担心的一点就是
One greatest worry we have for full-time workers is this.
在你们的侍奉过程当中啊。
In the journey of your ministry,
外人虽然可以看到你们有很多属灵的活动
outsiders can see a lot of so-called spiritual activities.
你们在教会忙忙碌碌
you are so busy in church.
你们在神学院努力教学
you are in seminary teaching.
但别人在你们的身上有时候是否没有觉察到你们有那种内心的安宁？嗯
，So。Do you ever wonder that people cannot detect that kind of stillness, that kind of calmness in you?
没有觉察到你们内心的喜乐。
That they cannot detect, they cannot feel that you have the joy in your life.
你们的喜乐不，你们的侍奉不单只没有给你们带来灵里的更新，你们的侍奉好像是成为你们的枷锁。
your ministry not only does not bring about a spiritual renewal, in fact, your ministry seems to be like chains unto you.
为什么会这样子?
Why is that so?
是不是你跟主的关系其实是越来越疏远了?
Is it because your relationship with God is getting further and further away?
要是这是你们的目前的属灵状况的话, 我希望
Now, if that is a reflection of your present spiritual life, then I want to encourage you to go back to your first love. So I hope that the retreat this time will at least bring some stillness and calmness to you.
失去起初的爱心也是初期以色列以弗所教会领袖的状况。
And of course, losing one's first love was also the spiritual condition of the church in Ephesus.
我们看那个启示录。来了，这里上帝告诉以弗所的教会讲什么呢？他说：“我知道你的行为，我知道你的劳碌，你的忍耐，也知道你不能够容忍恶人。我也曾尝试那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能够忍耐。” 成为我的名字劳苦并不疲乏。So
God was telling the church, I know your deeds, your hard work, your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people, and that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name,
and have not grown weary.
So verses 2 and 3 seems to describe you, isn't it?
但是你看第四、第五节,
but look at verses 4 and 5.
哪里有一件事我要责备你,
yet there's one thing I hold against you.
就是你把你起初的爱心离弃了,
that you have forsaken your first love.
所以你应当回想你是从哪里来的, 哪里, 堕落的, 并且要悔改, 行起初所行的事, 你若不悔改，我就会临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
So you have to consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
我不是神学家，我神学的功力不够，我不知道这个灯台到底是指什么。
I'm not a theologian.
有人可以告诉我，这个灯台到底是指什么？
I'm not a theologian, so I don't really know the theological implication of this word lampstand. Maybe the president can tell me.
但是我可以，你去读上下文的时候，你可以发现到这是一个非常严重的一个指责。
But if you read the verses in context, you know that this is a very solemn thing.
你不回去你起初的爱心的话，我要把你的灯台从原处挪去。可能是指你的侍奉，你一切的侍奉，我都要都是前功尽弃。So
this is a warning from God. If you do not go back to your first love, I'm going to remove all these from you. It could be all your ministry, remove from you.
所以你们要休息，要知道我是上帝。So
God says, you must rest. And know, be still, and know that I'm God. Yeah,
you must be still. 你必须要静默，你必须要有静默的时间。
You must quieten down yourself and be still.
静默和孤单是两回完全不同的时候。
Being still and being lonely are two different things.
孤单是内心的空虚。
Loneliness is the emptiness of heart.
但是静默却是内心的充实。
But being still, you can still be full. In your inner being.
当我们有静默的时间的时候, 我们会没有那种竞争的欲望。
When you have times in which you can quieten down, you can be still, you don't want to compete.
相反的，静默会给我们带来远离竞争。
In fact, stillness will draw you away from competition.
慢慢的，我们会逐渐的去放弃那一种以前好胜的、强烈的那种好胜的欲望。
And gradually, in fact, you will realize that you will leave the kind of competitive desire which you had in the past.
当我们静默的时候，就好像我们的灵魂可以跟我们的肉体有一个抽离那么样子。抽象。
So when you can quiet down, it seems as though your soul and your body can be separated.
那么我们的灵魂却发现到。 在我们日常繁忙生活的时候，我们是戴了，其实戴了一个假面具。
And your soul, in fact, will tell you that you seem to be wearing a mask in the business of your day.
只有当我们坦诚地愿意去除下我们的假面具，我们才可以与神有亲密的关系。
It is only when we are willing to remove this mask before God, then can we come to Him in honesty and sincerity.
今天你对上帝的认识是因为你的神学的根底，或者今天你对上帝的认识是因为你跟上帝有亲密的关系。
Which is your condition? You know God through your theological foundation, or you know God because you have an intimate relationship with Him.
讲台的供应。
So, feeding from the pulpit.
小组的聚会。
Small group gatherings.
美妙的诗歌。
Wonderful worship songs.
宣教的热忱。
Your passion in mission.
完善的教会的组织结构。
And almost a perfect church structure.
甚至行义行神迹异能。
Or even the ability to do signs and wonders.
都不比与神同行与神亲密来得更重要。
All these do not even compare with the importance of walking with God and drawing near to Him.
而与神亲密一个最重要的一个步骤就是你们必须要有恒切祷告的生命。
And one of the very important steps towards intimacy with God is that you have to pray earnestly.
印第安人他们有一句这样子的一个谚语哦。
印第安是印第安人 ，Red Indians。The Red Indians have this proverb.
他们说，你还没有在大庭广众跳舞之前，必须先在密室先学好你的舞步。
Before you dance before the crowd in public, you must master your steps in your closet.
很好的建议。
I think this is a wonderful suggestion.
在侍奉的领域上也是如此。
Likewise in our ministry.
你还没有真正的来到工厂侍奉之前，
before you actually serve in the field,
你有没有跟你的上帝有亲密的关系？
Have you already built up an intimate relationship with God?
要是我们已经失去了起初的爱心的时候，要是我们跟主的关系是越来越疏远的时候，我们是以什么样子的力量来从事我们的事？
If we have lost our first love, if we have drawn away or moved apart away from God, then what else do we have to serve?
与神有亲密的关系是不可以用任何其他的侍奉来取代的。
Intimacy with God cannot be replaced with any ministry.
所以我给一个总结。
So I've come to a summary.
今天晚上我跟大家的分享。
My sharing this evening with
you. 开始的时候我说我以平信徒的一个角度来跟大家分享，我认为教会对一个全职侍奉人员三个合理的期望。
I started my sharing by stating that I'm sharing from the viewpoint of a lay person. There are three emphases.
我相信不会太过过分。
I think it's.
我希望不会太过过分。
I think it's just nice.
Just okay. 教导教会。
Teach your church.
装备圣徒。
Equip the saints.
恒切的祷告圣灵。
And pray earnestly.
做神无愧的工人。
Be an unashamed worker of God.
今天晚上我为大家的祷告就是，你们各位不单只会用正义去分解真理。
Tonight, my prayer for you is that you don't only handle the word of truth with justice.
我为大家的祷告就是，你们的行事为人也配得主的称许。
But in your words and in your deeds, you are praiseworthy.
愿你们的品格比你们的言语来得更有分量。
May your character have much more substance than your words.
愿你们效法耶稣。
And may you imitate Christ.
耶稣是怎么样子的一个人？
What kind of a person is Christ?
路加福音24:19。
Luke 24:19 says this.
耶稣在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能。
Before God and all the people, Jesus had the power and stature.
他这里指的说话不单只是指教导，
Now, word does not only refer to teaching,
他也是说造就人的话。
But that Jesus spoke words that built people up.
他所讲的行事不是单单是行神迹。
And deeds not only refer to signs and wonders,
是指行事为人。
But the way he is, his character.
帖撒罗尼迦前书一章第五节，保罗说
，Thessalonians 1:5,
因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不是在乎不度，在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并且充足的信心。正如你们知道，我在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人。
And Paul says this because our gospel come to you not simply with words, but also with power and the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived.
牧师们，你们在教会的对你们的羊群，你们是怎样为人
？With your flock, how are you? How do you treat your flock? What kind of a person you are to them?
老师们，你们对你们的神学的学生，你们是怎样为人
？And teachers, what kind of a person you are to your students?
怪不得使徒行传是叫做使徒行传。
No wonder Acts is actually the Acts of Apostles.
不，这本书不是叫使徒讲道录。
It is not named as the sermons or teachings of the apostles.
也不是讲到说是使徒教会的会议录。
Or the church meeting records of the apostles.
而是指使徒行传，他们所行的事，他们行事为人是怎么样子的，去祝福当时的教会的羊群。
But it is acts of the apostles, the words, the deeds, the characters of the apostles, and how all these actually encourage the churches.
传道人的侍奉是神圣的。
Now the ministry of a pastor or a preacher is sacred.
你必须不断的去反省。和鉴察你的侍奉的动机。
You got to keep reflecting and examining the motive of your ministry.
要是你侍奉的动机只是要把自己成为一个闪耀的星，来展示你的才华，借助教会去提升自己的话，你的动机就错了。
Now, if the motive for your ministry is just to show off, to showcase your talent, to use the church to elevate yourself, then it's useless.
要是今天你讲一堂。你讲一堂讲座，有200个人来听你的讲座。
Now, for instance, if you hold a seminar and there are 200 people who attend.
但是你所注重的不是注重到底你讲的那堂讲座能不能够使到这200个人受益，而你所注重的就是今天我有200个人来听我的讲座，隔壁的那一个老师他讲座有没有多过200人来听他的讲座
？Now, if your focus is just to compare.The numbers in attendance with another seminar and not the benefits of those who come to hear,
那你的动机是真的是出了问题了。
Then your motive is entirely wrong.
重点是我的侍奉是要提升上帝，使上帝的名得荣耀，或者是提升自己。
The focus should be bringing glory to God's name and.To improve myself.
当你爱你的工作多过于你爱上帝的话
，If you love your job more than you love God,
那你就本末倒置了。
Then you have overturned the whole focus.
那我们必须时常去提醒自己。
So we have to keep reminding ourselves.
我们是真正忠心于主呢，或者是我们忠心于我们的神学思想、神学教育
？Are we loyal to God?Are we faithful to God, or are we faithful only to our theological convictions?
科学家牛顿讲过一句话。
Scientist Newton said this.
我先用英文讲先。他说 ，If I have seen further than others, it is because I stood on the shoulders of giants. 我翻译，要是你的羊群、你的学生能够比别人看得更远。因为他们有机会站在那个属灵巨人的肩膀上。我希望你们大家都是属灵的巨人。
I hope you are all giants of faith.
我希望你们能够把你们的羊群、你们的学生、你们的会友放在你们的肩膀上。
I hope you can put all your church members, your students on your shoulders.
让他们能够看得更远。
So that they can see further than you.
教会的教导。
Teaching of the church,
装备培训圣徒
equipping and training of the saints,
恒切的祷告的生命
a life of earnest prayer,
做个在神面前无愧的工人。
With all these and be an unashamed worker of the Lord.
共勉之。
That I encourage you and encourage myself. Thank you.
谢谢各位。
Thank you.